Here we are at Indianapolis, ladies and gentlemen, where 22 cars remaining in the big 500-mile Memorial Day Classic are still fighting for top places. Chief contenders are number 33, Dynamite Kern, in a Maserati. That was Kern going by at least 135 miles an hour in first place. And here's number 7, coming out of the turn neck and neck with number 14. 7 is a Mercedes, driven by Crazy Horse Carroll. And number 14, an Offenhauser, piloted by Fearless Bob Steele. They're only 4 or 5 car lengths apart, or maybe more. And those are the three leaders, and here comes number 87, Fred Cannonball Edwards. That's a 1919 four-cylinder Vili. He's about 300 miles behind, but he's still going, still in there. And he's being followed by Sid Cyclone Stewart. And that was Stewart going by in his number 27 Miller Special from Los Angeles. Stewart's trying to lap Edwards once again. He's lapped him about 117 times so far. And once more, if he can do it once again, he'll win the $5,000 lap money. Now, let's see if he can do it. Here goes Kern. And Tyrrell just went by. Steel is right on Tyrrell's tail, really flying. I didn't see that one. Must have been an Al Jackson's rocket car. Well, here comes Edwards in the Beely again. He still leads Stewart, but Stewart is getting a little closer all the time. There went Stewart, getting closer to him all the time. And here comes Kern once again, out of Kern. That was Kern. And here comes Crazy Horse Tyrrell going by. Fearless Bob Steele. And here comes Edwards again, out of the turn and past the grandstand. He's having an awful time. There's Stewart getting closer all the time. The last lap is coming up. The white flag is out. I see Kern tearing out of there, still in first place. And here comes Tyrrell. And Steele getting closer to Tyrrell all the time. And here comes Stewart. Stewart! Sid Stewart went by, and here comes Edwards. So that means that Stewart has finally lapped Edwards. And ladies and gentlemen, I never saw Al Jackson's rocket car again after it went by the first time. I guess Jackson never made the first turn. It was too bad. Oh, there he went. After all, he's still in there. That's the big race, folks. This is Hoodle W. Fanoodle speaking to you from the Grand Staff of the Indianapolis on the Fernitson. Reach Hedge on the Groxen half, for at least 25 grabs on the Paterkins. We hope you enjoyed it with Sassafra on Saturday. So until then, we bid you.